When you are, Nilima, going to use, I don't know if you ever do use chemotherapy in these patients, sort of an induction kind of strategy. Do you use hormones the same time? You wait until the chemo's done? Nilima, in what situation do you even use chemo?
So I mainly use chemo in patients with either endocrine refractory or if it's a choice between the first line, unless there are in true visceral crisis. I have been very impressed with the CDK4/6, so I haven't used any chemo, but one person I think in the last few years where I've used chemo upfront. And I don't use it simultaneously with chemotherapy and endocrine therapy. And I know that we don't know in the metastatic setting as much as we do in the adjuvant setting, where we know that sequential chemo followed by endocrine therapy is superior. But I kind of adopt that same principle with the metastatic setting. And so the most I'll do is GnRH agonists. If I need to suppress them for something in the adjuvant setting, I'll do it. But in the metastatic setting, I never do endocrine therapy and chemotherapy at the same time.
Sarah, how do you approach the use of chemo earlier on? Of course, obviously, if they're endocrine resistant, it's a different story. But in terms of, for example, the first line setting, one of the thoughts I've heard over the years about the issue of whether, most people do the chemo and they don't do the hormones, sort of the traditional thing. But then I've heard other people say when you do that, you're delaying the most effective therapy, which is the hormone therapy. How do you approach this, and in what situation do you use chemo?
I think the only situations where I've given upfront chemotherapy have really been in a patient with visceral crisis. So I can think of a patient who did present actually with, right upper quadrant pain, elevated bilirubin, elevated transaminases. I did give upfront chemotherapy without concurrent hormonal therapy. And then once LFTs had normalized, I did discontinue chemo and then put them on to endocrine therapy. And so it really is in the setting of visceral crisis that I'll start it and then use sequential endocrine therapy rather than concurrent. I certainly understand the thought process too that, endocrine therapy probably is going to end up being more effective for this patient in the long run, and we are delaying it in a sense. But I think the problem is we don't actually have good data about the use of concurrent endocrine therapy and chemotherapy at this time, and so we've stuck with doing them sequentially.